Life is about core memories, creating moments with your friends, with your kids that you guys will never forget. And we have one right in our backyard here, Atlanta United. I can't stress this enough to you guys. If you haven't gone, it is the most spectacular sports event in Atlanta. The crowd is wild. They never sit down. It is electric. It is an amazing event each and every week. And the games are right down the street. It is Atlanta. Go online, get your tickets today. ATLUTD.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
I almost died yesterday.
Yeah,
that's not an embellishment. I'm not being dramatic. I know in radio we like to embellish sometimes to make a better story, but this one's straight up, man. I almost died yesterday. Oh, it's a long day. So it was a weird day. This has been a weird week, and I don't know if it's the full moon, but this has been a weird sequence for me. Just weird things happening, and I had to remind myself last night that I do feel, God, I hate using this cliche, very blessed in that 98% of America probably wish that they had my bad day yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, oh my God, I almost died on an e-bike. I mean, most people would be like, oh, come on, dude. But I did, yeah. So let me tell you what happened. It all started in here. I do think there's some karma involved here, Kristen.
It seems odd. So you, a good friend of yours, got you a gift. She says it was a gag gift, but it was a cycling uniform, right? So it's like the tight spandex shirt that had like the mock turtleneck on it. And it was, you know, the spandex short that had, like, you called it the maxi pad butt for like, you know, cushioning. And it was bright yellow and black for, I think, safety purposes so people can see you. I mean, bright neon and black.
Oh, they saw you.
Oh, for sure.
They could have seen you. Mm-hmm. Right.
You wore it in here as a joke. We took a bunch of pictures. We laughed. Ha, ha, ha. It was a good time.
So cyclists were top of mind yesterday, and I do want to apologize to real cyclists that I am telling a story about e-bikes that includes your community also, because I understand e-cyclists are probably the bottom feeders of the cycling world. It's cycling without cycling. It's like, hey, I want to get some exercise, but I don't really want to work all that hard sometimes. So you get an e-bike. And I love mine. I will double down on it. I love it.
But they can be dangerous. Didn't Simon Cowell get seriously injured on his e-bike?
If he did, I'm not going to make fun of him now.
Okay.
I don't know if that was an e-bike or a scooter.
I think it was.
But
it was
Cassie
an e-bike.
And I were talking about this also, that for me, like, if I had a regular bike that really made me bust my ass on the hills of Georgia, I would never go out.
We have a very hilly city.
So this really allows me to be as lazy as I want or work as hard as I want. And it is perfect for me. So, yeah, on the cusp of us talking about cyclists yesterday, me making fun of the uniforms and all that stuff, I get on my bike yesterday after the stress of losing a dog and finding a dog and jacking up my car yesterday. I just thought, you know what? Let me just clear my head on my bike, which bike therapy is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Bicyclists will tell you that, or cyclists will tell you that. So I get on it. And there are no trails really near my house. So I ride on the road, and I've been doing it now for a year, year and a half, and never really had a problem before. I can't tell on the internet if Atlanta is considered a good or a bad city for cyclists. I can tell you that when I ride around, I don't feel like it's a really great city. For it. There's the bike lanes are really, really thin, if there are any at all. And even if there is a bike lane, it's usually filled with debris or anything that comes out of somebody's car or branches in those lanes. It's really, really difficult for me anyway to ride around, but I do it. I figure, you know what? I'll be fine. So I get on my bike yesterday. I'm cruising around.
You wear a helmet, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was demanded of me. I hate helmets. But it was demanded of me. So, yes, I ride it. I use one. I'm sorry. So I'm a little shaken as I'm talking about it. You know, because I don't think I let it really process yesterday. Mm. As I kind of shook it off.
I think it's starting to sink in.
Yeah.
It just happened. Yeah.
So I'm going down, and excuse the local references here if you're not in Atlanta, but I'm going down Lake Forest at a pretty good speed. So I'm at a decline now. I'm about 20, 25 miles an hour, maybe, heading in a Buckhead. And in this particular of Lake Forest, they must have put, I think they put new asphalt or new blacktop in there. So it's kind of it's elevated. The street is a little bit elevated from the new construction and the new blacktop from like the gutter and the bike lane.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's like an inch and a half probably. So as I'm cruising down, I wobble into the right a little bit, and I'm trying to correct my bike from that little bit of gutter back onto the road. And as I do, my bike just catches that groove in a way where I start to fight it back and forth. And I know I am going down, man. I'm trying to straighten the thing out, but it is wobbling in that little groove. And you can't control it at that point. I mean, ideally, I would have liked to have fallen to the right on, I don't even know if there's a sidewalk there or not, because Atlanta's a really crappy city for sidewalks, too, in some places. But you want to fall away from the traffic. I did not. I fell into the road.
Wow.
Got a million things going through my head at this time, man. I really thought, like, this is it.
Like at 20, 25 miles an hour, you fly off the bike into the middle of the road.
Yeah. Middle of the road, exactly. So as I'm falling and I hit the ground, there's literally a car right next to me that swerves out of the way to the left. It couldn't have been, I'm not embellishing, 2 or 3 feet to my left. If that car doesn't react quickly, it hits me in the back of the head and I am dead today. Wow. I don't care if you're wearing a helmet or not. Car's going 45 miles an hour or whatever, and it hits my head or it hits my back, I'm dead.
You would have been crushed.
Crushed. So the bike slides a little bit along the gutterish, and, you know, my water bottle goes flying, my Apple Watch goes flying. I'm trying to collect myself. At this point, like, I think it's a little bit blurry. There are like 6 or 7 cars that have sort of slammed on their brake right behind me also and have stopped. And I think because I got up and I did like this self-check and I seemed to be okay, and I just picked my bike up and took it to the side of the road. Everybody stopped. One lady screamed at me, hey, your watch is still in the middle of the road. And I'm like, hey, thank you. So I go and get my watch, and I just dust myself off. And I got a little scratch on my hand and a couple on my legs and another one on my arm. I was feeling really good yesterday, man. And then this morning I woke up, and I don't know what I did, but my wrists are all jacked up and my shoulders jacked up and my hips are feeling it. I didn't feel it yesterday.
Well, they say because the adrenaline, like when you get in an accident like that, there's so much adrenaline coursing through your body that you're not going to feel the pain at full capacity. But I'm sure your body has to be hella sore after taking a hit like that. And then now I can only imagine like your mind and processing literally how close to death you were yesterday had that car not reacted the way it did. And I'm sure they were probably like, oh my God, I almost ran over somebody.
I was almost hoping somebody that was in one of those 8 cars was a listener to hit me up on Instagram to say, hey, did I see you fall off a bike yesterday? Just so I can match up my story to the reality. But I can tell you this, that, you know, when these things happen so fast, that when I was falling off and noticed that car going around me, it wasn't very far at all. Like, I could almost see as I was falling that area between the wheel and the rest and the frame of the car. I mean, I could see it real up close to my face.
That close.
That's terrifying. And thank God they weren't doing something. This is why when you're driving, you shouldn't be checking a text real quick or just messing with the, like, your iPod or whatever, or your iPhone, whatever it is, because it can take 2 seconds.
Yeah. It was one of those days. So I got back up, went to my house, and based on everything that was going on in my life yesterday, I said, I'm going to have a Delta 8 day on my couch.
Yeah.
And it was real safe.
You're on The Burt Show.